Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's start our worship with a prayer. Lord, we thank and praise you. We come before in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you for your presence in our lives. We thank you for your help and support that we have received from you every day. Thank you for the grace of Jesus and his salvation for us as he died on the cross for our sins and giving us the way that we can reach God our Father in heaven. We thank you, Lord, for all these privileges. We thank you for your word you sent us. We thank you for the Holy Spirit with us. Thank you, Jesus, being the head of the church, and we are your body. We thank and praise you for your provision, your protection, your guidance, your help, and your support, the healing, O Lord, the doors that you open for us, the wisdom that you give us on time, the direction, the discernment. We bless you and we magnify you, O Lord. This time we confess our sins and renounce them, O God. Forgive us, Lord, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness as we confess our sin. O Lord, lead us, lead my brothers, my sister, out of any struggle, sin, bondages. We break it all in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God, we thank you for the jobs. I pray for protection of each and everyone's job and income and salary and visa and set up. We pray also, Lord, bless all the jobs and the places that they are working so that they will prosper, they will receive salaries on time. Give them good health in the name of Jesus. Give them favor from you and from their bosses, O God. And I pray for those who are not working, give them salary and income and help them and guide them to go on and serve you wholeheartedly. Lord, we pray also for healing upon those who are sick. I pray for protection for each and every member of the church from coronavirus and from this pandemic. I pray that no one will be forced to take the vaccine against his own will in the name of Jesus. We pray for discernment and direction that come from you upon us how to handle these situations with tactfulness, with wisdom that come from the Holy Spirit. We pray also for each and every family. Bless the families, make them grow with your grace. Let your grace abound upon them, O Lord. Provide all the needs. I pray for the headship of Christ over each and every husband and the wife to be submissive to your will as the husband leading the family according to your plan and purpose. We pray for the children to be submissive to their parents as they are receiving instruction from your word. We pray also, God, for the people around us to know you and to follow you. We pray for our relatives, friends, and neighbors. We pray that time will come that, Lord, even this time we are willing, Lord, to go on and share the gospel to them. Make a way, Lord. Make a way, Lord, that you open to us new doors to reach them, O God. And I pray for a fruit from these areas. We pray, O God, for favor upon your church and the place that you put your church here in UAE, Lord, and the extension of your church in Oman, in Kuwait, in Iraq, in India, and Sri Lanka, and Philippines, Australia, and America, and Sierra Leone, and Malawi, and all these places, whether we extend in members, families, or through congregations, or individual members, we pray, O God, for provision, O God, for favor from the government and from you, that all the logistic needs and documentation and legal processes will be granted to us. We pray for salvation for those who are authority in the government. We pray also, Lord, that you show them vision and dreams. We pray that we commit ourselves also to you to evangelize and to reach the lost and to pray for them that they will know that you are the true God and we are your servant. We pray for the prosperity of all these places. As they prosper, we too prosper. In the name of Jesus, we pray also, Lord, we pray for us as a church, pray for your sake. We pray for each and every one of us to be filled once again with the Holy Spirit. That refill us, and those who are not yet baptized, baptize them, Lord, with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, and use them mightily and effectively for your glory. I pray for a message of wisdom, message of knowledge, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, gift of healing, gift of faith, gift of pastoring, evangelizing, pastoring, teaching, prophesying, giving generous leadership, exhortation. We pray for all these gifts and whatever skills we need and abilities and talents we provide for your church so that we continue to serve you. We pray also, Lord, for that each and every one of us to cultivate the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, and peace, gentleness, kindness, faithfulness, self-control, patience, perseverance, Lord, generosity, righteousness, humility. Let your name be glorified. We pray, O God, Lord, for the worship today. Anoint the worship, O God. Anoint all the items for service, the songs, the prayers, the message, the giving, all the items of worship. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be glorified. Even this recording, anoint it, let it reach to the places, to our brethren, to the congregation. Oh God, bless all the ministers of the church, the watchman ministry, the evangelism, the Bible study, plantation, Lord, even the congregation work, even, Lord, the church school and the farming ministry. Help us, oh God, to go on and serve you, Lord, and to proclaim your goodness, to proclaim the Rock of Ages, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Christ is Lord indeed.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Jesus Christ, who opened the way for us to enter the most holy place by His blood, to reach you, to reach God the Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that Jesus sent to us from God the Father, so that we can commune with you and we can enjoy your presence in our lives. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Comfort and heal the areas in each and every one of us. Help us, Lord, to rejoice in your presence. Do your work in us.
Thank you.
Holy, our Lord, send us, O God, to reach the nations, to preach your word to them. O God, hear our prayers. That we receive from you this day. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. As we desire to see the nation worship the Lord, let us bring our tithes, our offerings, and our festive fruits and vows to God, so that there will be food in the house of God to be used to reach the lost, and the Lord will bless His people who are faithful to Him in bringing what is due for Him. Thank you, God, for all your people, our brethren who have committed themselves to bring their first food, their tithes and offerings, and their vows to you, Lord. Oh God, look from heaven and bless them. Open the windows of heaven and pour out so much a blessing they have no place to keep. And rebuke the devourer in their life, oh God. And I pray also, oh God, I pray that you multiply this amount of money and use it, oh God, to reach the lost. We thank you, God, and we bless you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We continue today to speak about how to take the right decision. And we speak today from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3, and we need to say that the church has a great responsibility to continue to raise up people who are equipped to lead others to Christ, to lead their families into the will of God, and to lead the congregation of the church. And that's what we had to pray. Our heart desire to see the nations. We need, God want people to raise up to serve Him, and the church is responsible to raise up leader and to train them and prepare them to lead other, and that will help others to know and to implement God's will in their life and to help them to take the right decision. And also the church need to use a criteria of God's word in choosing faithful people and put them as church servants or ministers to help people in their walk with God. The book of 1 Timothy chapter 3 is one of the important passages that speak about such a criteria. To choose godly men to lead God's church and help people to draw near to God. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3, and let's read the whole chapter. And later on we will explain a few verses, and we will continue in explaining to next week. It says, this is a true saying, if a man desire the office of bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not a greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest, being lifted up with pride, he fell into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Likewise, must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. And let these also first be proved. Then let them use the office of deacon, being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderous, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husband of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well. For they that have used the office of the deacon well purchased to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith, which is in Christ Jesus. These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar of and ground of the truth, and without controversy. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels. Preach unto the Gentiles, believe on in the word, receive up into glory. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word. We come before the name of Jesus. Anoint my lips, O God, and put verses and a statement to speak your word and to explain it well to your people. I pray for deep understanding and wisdom upon those among us who are here and the brethren in other places. Let your message make people wake up, repent, and come to you, Lord. I pray for fruit in the spirit, fruit of new souls to come to you, and more workers to raise up to save you. Take the message and distribute it. This all we ask and pray in this name. Amen. In verse 1, say, this is a true saying. If a man desire the office of bishop, he desire a good work. It is a correct saying. It is a correct saying that if a believer desire to be a bishop, to lead God's church and to lead others, he is desiring and looking to do a good work. Leading is doing good work, and not he is there to enjoy the office of bishop and keep the position or boasting. The bishop is there because he delights and he desires to save God and do the work that God had prepared for him to do. God had prepared for us good work and we need to do it. The church is responsible. God had raised up people to be bishop. The church is responsible to find such kind of person and also to develop them, to find such a person who would be mindful to do God's work and is not corrupted by any other wrong motive, is also a noble task for the church to do it. We need to be aware that God is raising up people, but we need to equip them as a church, we need to care for them, and we need to find out who is having a wrong motive to correct it, and those who are having good motive and desire to save and coming to the Lord with a pure heart. The Holy Spirit will call people to such tasks, and the church is to test them and to find out who are those who are called by God and are willing to obey and work with God to achieve certain characters and accomplishment, and those who are not willing to obey and has wrong motive. Those who are not willing to obey have wrong motive. We have to differentiate them out and deal with them till they are corrected. In verse 2 it says, a bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, up to teach. We'll come to this character one by one. A bishop then must be blameless. It means that there is nothing against him, either in the past that not been cleared or he repented of, or nothing in the present. Everything must be clear. His reputation is clear. Nothing bad in his personality linked to evil things. The second point, he is the husband of one wife. The husband of one wife. In the world, there is too much polygamy, multiple marriages, and also in the world is also divorce and remarriage, something common. No, the bishop should be husband of one wife. He is not divorced and remarry, or he remarry a divorce, or he marry a divorce woman. The bishop should have a clear marital status so he can be able to lead others out of such sin of polygamy. The second character, the other character, is vigilant. He is aware, he is watchful, on his guard, attentive, alert, cautious, observant, using his head to analyze things and aware, you know, he should be alert to observe certain things, to follow up and to take certain action that is needed. He is not a person who is ignorant or careless or insensitive. You know, he is vigilant. He is prepared to observe. He is observant. When there are things go wrong, he is observant, so he can observe, follow up, and to take certain action. In the book of Matthew chapter 10 and verse 16, the Lord say, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." The word here of Jesus, be wise as serpent. The serpent, the snake, they use their head to collect information and to analyze the data and the information and the processes, them to make a wise decision and what they need to do. The bishop should be vigilant, have the same character. The other character of the bishop is sober. Sober, it means that he is self-disciplined. He is on his guard, able to think with his mind and not with his heart. He is not controlled by his emotion. He is self-denying. He is not to be subjected to his pride or to his anger. He is a serious person, but not acting in haste or with emotion, but he is temperate, moderate, restrained. He is a thoughtful person. He is ruled by the law of Christ, not by anything else. He is calm, grave, unexcited, controlled by God. The other character of the bishop is he is of good behavior. It means that he can take good action, having good performances, having good deeds, good activities, good manners, and good attitudes. God is challenging us today with all these criteria. The other criteria is given to hospitality. It means he welcomes people, he has kindness, willing to give and spend and have generosity when it is needed. The bishop should not be a person who is unfriendly or unsociable or having hostility, but he is given to hospitality. Up to teach. Up to teach, he is able to teach, to equip, to train, to coach, to raise up people, to make disciples and followers of Christ. Let's go now to verse 3. Verse 3, not given to wine, no striker, no greedy of filthy liquor, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous. There's a lot of criteria here. Not given to wine, he should not drink. A man of God should not drink because wine changes the mental status of the mind and hinders the person from thinking right, and will be hindered to take the right decision and direct the people into the whole will of God and achieve His justice. When you drink, you lose your mind and you will mislead yourself and you mislead others. Let's read book of Proverbs chapter 31 about wine, how it is, those who drink it, they lose their mind. Proverbs chapter 31. Some churches allow and they use wine, that is prohibited. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 4 and 5. It is not for kings, holy muse, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for a prince's strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. They will not be able to help those who are in need of justice when they drink. In the book of Leviticus, God saying His word that when you say bishop, it could be elder or pastor or church leader, somebody in the position to lead others with his family and to lead people into the whole will of God and help them to take decision, help them to implement that decision. In the book of Leviticus chapter 10 and verse 8 and 9, and the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying, do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. Here God totally prohibits the bishop from taking wine, those elder deacons, pastors, from taking wine. The other character of the bishop, no striker. It means he is not a person on strike or a protester or easily get engaged in a fight using his hands. He is not a striker. He need to be self-controlled, patient, and need to be tactfully face those who oppose him. They face the struggle of the ministry through prayer, through guidance and the leading of the Holy Spirit. Not a striker, not use the work of the flesh to do that. The other character, not greedy of filthy lucre. He's not greedy of money or material things, especially when it comes with a dishonest way of gaining. The one who leads should not be focused or directed to gain material things. In the book of First John and chapter 2 and verse 15 to 17 say, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. If all that is in the world, the lust for all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world pass away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So here we understand that the person in authority in the position should not be focused on material thing or lover of money. The other criteria is patient. It means that he is enduring, tolerant. He is not complaining person or murmuring or grumbling. He is a long-suffering patient person, calm, so that he can continue in his leadership. The other character, he is not a brawler. A brawler is a man who engages in rough or noisy fights or quarrel. Especially this is happening repeatedly. Brawler, he is every quarrel shouting and speaking words. The bishop should avoid such things. Bishop should refrain from such bad attitude and should engage his affair with the leading of the Holy Spirit and dictated by the leading of God, and also all the issues need to be handled by prayers and the instruction of God to him. The next character, he is not covetous. By being covetous means that greedy, he is desirous and he is jealous and he is envious others to what they have. What is wrong in that? It means the person that if he is looking for the people what they have and the thing that he does not have, it means that his focus is not on God but on material things. In the book of Exodus chapter 20, Exodus chapter 20 and verse 17. The command of God say, thou shalt not take, the command of God say, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maid servant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor. When the person in the position start to covet, and covers things from those who are under his care, he may plan evil things to grab what they have. He may be led to steal, he may led to harm, he may led to do something wrong to get what they have. And that is here. The person in that position should be not covetous, so that he will be able to be in balance and save people with God's will. Now, we will satisfy today with these characters and continue to speak. Let's all stand in God's presence. As we have desire to lead others, we need to check ourselves. Come now to the Lord and examine yourself how much you have of these criteria that God wants you to possess to lead and guide others in Christ Jesus our Lord. Check yourself now. Let me read again. Blameless, husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, up to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not a greedy or filthy lacquer, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous. Let's examine yourself. Now as God is calling you, be willing to work with God to change your attitude and behavior, to possess good qualities that enable you to be in a leadership position, to do the work of God. As you desire a noble task, be willing to be changed, be willing to be transformed, be willing to be repentant, so God will use you. Thank the Lord for your word to us. Work in the life of the heart of your people, O God. Change them to repent. O God, our desire to lead others. And we know, Lord, we understand that we need to be changed, that we'll have good quality and good attitudes, so we'll be fit to help others to go forward in living their life unto you, Lord. Help us, O God, to humble down so that we can help others and lead them into your whole will. Answer our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Our heart, our O God, look into our heart and grant us our desire. Take your word and spread it. O God, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us, keep us, Lord, from harm, so that you will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.